يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
All those who have faith in Allah and act upon whatever He has legislated for them, be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He has not allowed. Each soul should ponder over what good deeds it has sent forth for the Day of Judgment. So be mindful of Allah, indeed. Allah is aware of your actions, none of them are hidden from Him. And He will soon requite you for them.
وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Do not become like those who forgot Allah by not fulfilling His commands, nor refraining from the things He did not allow. So Allah made them forget themselves, and they did not act upon that which would save them from the wrath and punishment of Allah. Those who forgot Allah and did not fulfill His commands, or refrain from the things He did not allow, are the ones who left the obedience of Allah.
لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون.
The people of the hellfire and the people of the paradise are not equal. Rather, they are different in their requital, just like they differed in their actions in the world. The people of paradise are the ones who are successful by having achieved whatever they sought and gaining safety from whatever they feared.
لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون.
If I had revealed this Quran unto a mountain, you would have seen, O Messenger, that mountain despite its solidity, humbled and fearful due to the extreme fear of Allah. This is because of the scolding admonition and severe warnings it contains. These analogies that I draw for the people are so that perhaps they use their intelligence and take heed of the lessons and advices its verses contain.
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم.
He is Allah, the one whom there is no true deity except Him. He is the knower of the absent and the present. Nothing is hidden from Him. The benevolence of the world and the afterlife and their merciful, His mercy encompasses the world, the Master, the pure and the sacred from every deficiency, the faultless from every defect, the corroborator of His messengers with manifest signs, the observer of the actions of His servants, the Almighty whom no one can overpower, the Omnipotent, who controls everything through His power, the Imperious, pure and glorified is He from the idols and other things the idolaters ascribe to Him.
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
He is the creator who created everything, the originator of things, the fashioner of his creations according to his wishes. For him may he be glorified are the most beautiful names which contains his lofty attributes. Everything in the heavens and on earth glorifies him from every deficiency. He is the Almighty whom no one can overpower. The wise in his creation, legislation and decree. Beneficial points. It is obligatory to take account of one's soul in the world before it is taken to account on the day of judgment. Requital on the day of judgment will be according to one's actions. The Quran has a great effect on the soul. It is obligatory to envision the greatness of the lofty attributes of Allah and His most beautiful names. She that is to be examined. Surah Al-Mumtahana. Themes of the Surah. Emphasis on purifying the hearts of the believers from affiliation and loyalty to other than the religion of Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء تلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا بِمَا جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْحَقِّ يُخْرِجُونَ الرَّسُولَ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنْ تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ رَبِّكُمْ إن كنتم خرجتم جهادا في سبيلي وابتغاء مرضاتي تسرون إليهم بالمودة وأنا أعلم بما أخفيتم وما أعلنتم ومن يفعله منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل.
Explanation. O those who have faith in Allah and act upon what He has legislated for them, do not take my enemies and your enemies as intimate friends, who you befriend and love. When they have disbelieved in the religion that hath come to you at the hands of your messenger, they also drove the messenger out of his home in Mecca and drove you out of your homes in Mecca too. They do not consider the bonds of kinship, nor blood in your regard, not due to anything except that you have brought faith in Allah, who is your Lord. So if you have truly gone out to strive in my path and to seek my pleasure, do not befriend them while also secretly sending the information about the Muslims, out of your love for them. I know better of what you conceal in that regard, and what you disclose, nothing is hidden from me in any case. And whoever intimately befriends and loves the disbelievers has verily strayed from the middle path, deviated from the truth and avoided that which is right.
إن يثقفوكم يكونوا لكم أعداء ويبسطوا إليكم أيديهم وألسنتهم بالسوء وودوا لو تكفرون.
If they get their chance, they will disclose the enmity they harbor in their hearts towards you and will stretch their hands out to you to harm and beat you while swearing and abusing you with their tongues. They will also desire that you disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger so that you become just like them.
تنفعكم أرحامكم ولا أولادكم يوم القيامة يفصل بينكم والله بما تعملون بصير.
Your ties of kinship will never benefit you nor your offspring if you intimately befriend the disbelievers due to them. On the Day of Judgment, Allah will separate between you and enter the people of Paradise into Paradise and the people of the Hellfire into the Hellfire. So you will be of no use to one another. And Allah is watchful of your actions. None of them are hidden from Him. May He be glorified. And He will soon requite you for them.
قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا وبدا بيننا وبينكم العداوة والبغضاء أبدا حتى تؤمنوا بالله وحده إلا قول إبراهيم لأبيه لأستغفرن لك وما أملك لك من الله من شيء ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير.
O believers, you have a beautiful example to follow in Abraham, peace be upon him, and the believers who were with him, when they said to their disbelieving people, "We have nothing to do with you and the idols you worship instead of Allah. We have disbelieved in the religion you are upon. Enmity and dislike has become apparent between us and you until you bring faith in Allah alone and do not ascribe anyone as partner to Him. So it is necessary for you to proclaim innocence from your disbelieving nation just like they did, except for the statement Abraham, peace be upon him, made to his father, 'I will definitely seek forgiveness on your behalf from Allah.' Do not follow him in that because it was before Abraham lost hope in his father bringing faith. It is therefore not allowed for a believer to seek forgiveness on behalf of an idolater. Neither can you prevent any punishment of Allah coming upon yourself. O our Lord, upon you we rely in all our affairs. To you we return in repentance, and to you is our return on the Day of Judgment.
ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
O our Lord, Do not make us a trial for the disbelievers by giving them power over us. So they can say, if they were on the truth, we would not have been given power over them. And O our Lord, forgive our sins for us, because indeed you are the Almighty who can never be overpowered, the wise in your creation, legislation and decree. Beneficial points. It is forbidden to intimately befriend the disbelievers. The disclosed confidential information about the people of Islam to their enemies is a major sin. The enmity of the disbelievers is a deep-rooted enmity in which intimately befriending them has no effect. It is prohibited to seek forgiveness on behalf of those who have died in the state of disbelief.